My cock looks so fucking gorgeous, hanging down from under my new short skirt. I leave my apartment and head off down the corridor, my huge cock swinging side to side as I make my way to the elevator. I hit the street and head for the regular sleazy bar where I normally hang out. I pass peep shows, strip clubs, and filthy adult bookstores on this dark and damp night. I walk past girls with their cocks hanging down between their thighs, getting ready for a night of whoring out their big fucking cocks. This is also what I plan on doing, whoring out my rock solid 17 inch long fat motherfucking cock. Having a cock as big as my huge bastard. I'm very popular. Especially with the ladies that like to have their cunts filled up. I enter the bar and take my place on a stool near the end of the bar. I order a vodka and lean back and rest my arms on the bar. I scan the sleazy joint to see what tits and cunts are looking for some huge cock action. I didn't have to wait long. A blonde bimbo with massive motherfucking tits comes and sits by a table a few feet in front of me. I slowly open my legs and my semi-erect dick rises from under my short skirt and into the view of this cock slut. Her eyes widen as she cops an eyeful of my enormous meaty cock waving about like a snake charmer's snake. Hi, sweetheart. I say to Miss Huge Tits. Fancy some big cock fun? I inquire. Her eyes fixed on my impressively enormous cock. Oh, fuck yes! You're so fucking big! Replies the wet, cunted bimbo. As Bimbo Big Tits jumps up, her big fucking tits bounce in her very low-cut top. She then makes her way to the back of the bar and out into the dirty back alley. I follow the horny slut, my cock hardening to its full 17 inches in readiness to fuck the shit out of this cock-hungry nympho's cunt. Bimbo Big Tits then eagerly bends over a filthy trash can and raises her short skirt. The dirty bitch isn't wearing any panties. And even in the dimly lit alley, I can see her cunt glistening with her sloppy cunt juices. There's no messing around with this horny slut. She's so desperate for cock, and I'm gonna ram my huge fucking cock up her cock-greedy cunt. I position myself behind her and guide the tip of my cock to the entrance of her dripping twat. I grab her hips, and with one long thrust, I plummet my massive, rock-hard, meaty fucking cock right up her slutty cunt. Jesus fucking Christ! Big Tits screams as my enormous fucking cock fills her randy fuckhole. I thrust my huge, long, fat, throbbing cock deeper and deeper, fucking her harder and harder. The bimbo squealing like a cock-starved hussy as I fuck the living shit out of her. Her juicy cunt screaming all over my extremely stiff cock. Fuck me harder, you big-cocked bitch! Says the foul-mouthed slut. Bang my cunt with that huge fucking horse cock of yours, you horny bastard! I continue to plow my oversized cock into that dirty bimbo. Her orgasm imminent. Oh, you fucker. You fucking massive cocked fucker. Holy fucking big cocks. Screams the satisfied slut as I shoot a big load of hot spunk up into her well-fucked cunt. I slowly slip out my throbbing dick from her fucking cunt. My spunk and her cunt juices dripping out of her fucking hole. I walk back into the bar, my big cock still hanging out. I walk by more horny cunt sluts, all eyeing up my enormous cock. I walk out into the street, The sexual atmosphere and sexual tension is evident. Perverts going into triple X-rated cinemas. Wankers going into seedy peep shows. Horny motherfuckers going into dirty adult bookstores to look at filthy fucking porn magazines. The streets lined with whores, their big cocks hanging out from under their short, slutty skirts. Horny girls in their cars, slowly cruising the streets looking at the available cocks to choose from. As I walk by these filthy establishments, a car pulls up beside me and lowers her passenger side window. I turn towards the car and my big cock enters the window. "Hi, honey. See something you like?" I ask as the short-haired brunette stares in disbelief at my incredibly big cock. She leans forward and takes my big cock into her mouth and starts to suck me off. "Okay, dear. We need to come to an arrangement," I say. But the greedy cocksucker just keeps on slobbering all over my huge fucking cock. It's hard to fix a price when you're having a one-way conversation. I can't help but get a fully erect cock from the cocksucking she's giving me. Both her hands are on my throbbing length of cock, and cramming as much of my big donkey cock into her mouth as possible. I can't help it any longer, and I lose control and blast a massive amount of hot spunk into her mouth. It fucking sprays all over her face and tits, and she guzzles the big, spunky load into her mouth. Then the dirty, cock-sucking slut puts the car in gear and speeds off up the road. My huge fucking cock flies out the window, and my big bollocks nearly get ripped off by the wing mirror. What a bitch. I hate horny sluts that try to get a freebie. What a cheek. I show her the goods and she takes full advantage of my big bastard cock. I carry on walking up the street. By this time of night, the whores' cocks are glistening with cunt juice as much as the whores have fucked at least one cunt. Those big cocks. Slippery and wet. The neon lights from the strip club and peep shows reflecting off those wet dicks. I think about calling it a night when a flashy black car pulls up. Again, the passenger window lowers. This time, I learn my lesson and don't put my cock in to show her the goods. I lean down and look over at the driver. A MILF-type blonde with giant fucking tits bulging like motherfuckers out of her red top. I'm looking for a busty bitch with a massive horse cock to fuck me senseless, she says. That makes a change. Someone who tells me exactly what she wants. I've been cruising these streets all evening and I haven't seen a cock big enough. Other whores are big, but not big, she explains. I take hold of my big cock and feed it through the window. Is this big enough? I ask as she gets a closer look at the goods that I'm packing. Her eyes widen and says, "Holy fucking shit! That is one giant fucking cock!" I get in the back seat and sit in the middle. She drives off and I take my big fucking cock in hand and slowly start wanking myself. The MILF looks in the rearview mirror and she sees my big hard pole. I can't see the traffic behind. All I can see is your huge fucking cock in my mirror, she says. I hear squelching sounds coming from her seat and realize that the horny bitch is finger-fucking her fucking cunt. I tease the fuck out of her by seductively wanking my long length of fat fucking cock. She's spending more time looking in the rearview mirror at my big cock than keeping an eye on the road ahead. She drives to a secluded car park near a wooded picnic area. I need that cock. I need that huge fucking cock. I need that massive motherfucker up my fucking cunt, she says desperately. She parks up and jumps out and opens the back door to join me in my incredibly hard cock in the back seat. She sits next to me and wastes no time grabbing hold of my cock and stuffs the fucker in her mouth. I put my hand on the back of her head and bob her head up and down on my extremely horny cock. She pulls my top down, exposing my big tits. You have a body built for fucking, she says as she continues sucking the fuck out of my rigid fucking dick. That's it, you horny, desperate cunt. Suck my huge horse cock, I tease, adding some dirty talk to the mix. She sucks my cock even more enthusiastically. Oh, yeah, dirty talk me, you huge cocked bastard. Dirty talk really gets my fucking cunt really fucking wet, she yells as she wanks and sucks my throbbing fucking prick. You like bitches with enormous cocks, don't you, you greedy big cock slut? You want me to fuck the shit out of your cock-starved cunt, don't you? You're desperate for huge fucking cocks. You need my massive fucking cock constantly fucking your horny nympho cunt, don't you? I taunt. Yes, 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 I fucking do. I fucking need huge cocks. I live for huge cocks. If I don't have a giant, fat, long fucking cock of my slut cunt, oh, I'm fucking nothing. I just fucking need whores with enormous horse cocks fucking me stupid. She then lays on the back seat and spreads her legs like the willing wanton fuck slut she is. I climb between her legs and guide my big fucking cock towards her needy cunt. I push forward and my long cock easily disappears into her wet, dripping fucking cunt. Oh, fucking yes. Oh my fucking god, don't hold back. Fuck me hard. Just fucking do it, you huge cocked whore, says the MILF as I begin to fuck the horny bitch. More and more vigorously. Take my massive cock, you fucking cock slut. You're a fucking cock slut, aren't you? I say, pounding the fuck out of her dripping fuckhole. Yes, I'm a big cock slut. I'm a fucking slut for your huge motherfucking cocks, replies the cock whore. You're desperate for my horse cock, aren't you, you filthy cock crazy nympho? I say. She's really getting into this filthy talk. Yes, I'm desperate for your enormous horse cock. Fuck me hard with that fucking horse cock and give me all that fucking spunk. Oh, I need it. Fill my horny fucking cunt with all of that hot, creamy spunk. By this time, I'm ramming her cunt like a motherfucker and the slut is loving every minute of it. She then squeezes my big tits and I release a big, spunky load up into the MILF's cunt. I pull my cock out and she just lays there, legs spread and satisfied. Cunt thoroughly fucked. We spend half an hour calming down and I charge her a discounted price for a new client. I have a feeling she's going to be returning for my very big horse cock. I give her my number, and she puts it in her little black book under H for horse-cocked whore. Then she drives me home. Well, what a night. My big cock smothered in cunt juice. I go indoors and go into the kitchen for a glass of cold water. My roommate doesn't seem to be in. She's probably out with her face buried in some horny, mouth-watering, tasty cunt. I go to bed and lay on the covers. I'm still feeling horny thinking about the hot fucking and the cock-sucking freebie bitch. Fuck, I need a wank. I take my huge hard cock in hand and gently wank myself off. I close my eyes and enjoy the feeling of a good fucking wank. I lay there, getting lost in the moment when I hear a squelching sound at my bedroom door. My horny fucking roommate is at my door, frantically finger-fucking her wet, slippery cunt. The randy fucking finger-fucker has seen me wanking my enormous fucking cock, and it's made her cunt fucking wet. I look over at the door, and I continue to seductively wank my big fucking cock off in front of her. She walks in, and I see her trimmed snatch. Nice hairdo, Kate. It suits you. I compliment her as she seems mesmerized by how big my cock is. She gets on the bed and stands over my throbbing erection, and then lowers herself onto my achingly hard cock. Inch by inch, my big fucking cock disappears up into her neatly trimmed box. I've seen you wanking this huge fucking cock so many times, and it drives me fucking insane. I constantly finger my cunt thinking about this big, glorious cock. If you only knew how many orgasms I've had thinking about this impressively big dick fucking my wet, horny cunt. Then Kate grabs my big tits and gropes them as she bounces up and down on my giant dong. This is more than I can take. Another horny cunt creaming all over my massive cock. I shoot a truckload of spunk up into my roommate's cunt, and that has me spent for the night. Kate and I cuddle up in bed, embracing each other in our newfound relationship. We shag like motherfuckers a few more times that night, and we wake up in each other's arms.